It is time for the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Nack. Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys of Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, TQAG.com on the web. But once again, with Greg recovering, we have flying solo, actually driving solo, driving Mr. Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Right, I'm Han Solo, actually.
Well,
how are you? Good morning.
Once again, we find you in an automobile.
Yes, yes, going 20 miles an hour on 95.
There you go.
It's morning traffic, morning rush into South Florida, into Lauderdale. So, yeah, it's all good.
Well, give Greg our best. We understand he's going home today.
That's what we're hoping. We're just waiting for the doctors to clear him and everything. So that's the hope. Now, you know, you know how these things go. They like to build you up and then tear you down.
Well, you know, whenever I've been in for my surgeries or anything like that, there's always one thing I always try to do right away, and that's go to the bathroom. Because if you can go to the bathroom, most times they clear you to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, first, go to the bathroom and be able to walk on your own.
Yep, that's
the big thing. So he's been able to do both, so I think that we're out, that's a very good sign. So after my appointment down in Miami, it's just a quick appointment. I will drive back up and see what the status is and see what's going on.
You know, thanks
for the well wishes.
It's funny when you say traveling. If people that have not been to South Florida and in between, I'll say, Juneau and Miami, don't understand that you have all these highways. And there's a couple of times a day where you just sit, and there is no way around it, because if you try to, if you go off, then you've got drawbridges.
Right.
And senior citizens.
Well, that's why I get on the road earlier. It's interesting. So if I leave, I scheduled, instead of doing a 10 o'clock appointment, I do a 9 o'clock appointment in Miami, and I leave just a half hour earlier. And I get a whole hour, like, extra with the client, because it does slow down a little bit. I can get through to about just North Lauderdale, and then it's stop and go, which is fine because I'm already halfway there, and I can get there at 10 to 9, quarter of nine. So I've worked that out. It just means I get up at 5 as opposed to 6, but that's okay, not a problem.
All right.
So it's all good.
So what
I was going to talk about, actually, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that just happened on Sunday. We're working with a client that we did an insurance appraisal about 10 years ago, and for the mother, and the mother is now going into assisted living, and we went to go visit the family. Both the brother and the sister were down, and we were going through our old appraisal and looking over everything, and I told them, I said, I needed to take a look. There was one piece that was on the appraisal that was a Picasso that was purportedly, and this is what we were told when we did the appraisal, and we worked off an old appraisal that she had that said that this was a crayon and ink on paper, and if you look at it, it looked great, but in the frame, even if you tried to loop it, if you tried to use a magnifying glass to look at the item, it looked like it was, wow, this looks right, but now that we need to know what the value is, because they're now going and becoming guardians, and they need to know the value of everything, I told them, I said, I need to take it out of the frame, so I'll bring tools, and we're going to just need to do this. And so as we're taking this apart, and let me tell you, there were two levels of cardboard and nails that were put in. I mean, today you're lucky if you get a sheet of paper and like three things to hold the back of the paint of the cardboard in. Two levels with all of these nails, and we're pulling them out, and they said, well, this must be great. And I always tell them, if it is packed this hard, somebody did not want you to open the back of this, is what I was thinking in my head. But I said, because if this were right, this could be a $100,000 item. If it's not, it's a dollar. So I was like, okay, we have a big spread here. Let's see what this is going to be. So I take it apart, and the interesting thing, and this is what I love about what I do, the front of items, that's the showy, this is what we want you to think this is. You always have to look at the back of, or underneath, or the bottom of items, because they tell such a story. And once I was able to get the back of this, all the cardboard off, instantly my heart sank, because yeah. it was a beautiful book plate, and I could see that, and they could tell, I didn't say a word, but my body language said it all. They both said, oh, it's not good, is it? And I said, not, and here's what it is, and I took it out, and I was able to get close up with the magnifying glass, and I showed them what I'm looking at. I said, look here, you can see the little dots. This is a printing process, and you can see here on the back it has that it was part of a book plate, that it just was a nice piece from this particular book. And I said, this is why we have to take it out, because it tells the story. So they were disappointed, of course, but they were not surprised when they then filled me in about their mother and about the stuff in the house, about the folklore that they always heard about the pieces. And it just goes to show, this is what we do, and we really have to dig deep, because, yeah, on the face value, it looks good, but we really have to look at the piece itself and take a look at the back and get to the bottom of it. So I said, well, this doesn't need to be in the appraisal. We'll take this out. And we went through the house and did that, because the appraisal for the first part was for insurance purposes, which is one thing, but now it's for fair market value, and they need to know that value for the guardianship, and they just want to see what are the valuable things in the house. And I was able to help point out those things, but I just thought, wow.
But there's a broader point here that needs to just, in my view, be emphasized. And it's funny, because we are coming out of a period in the next day, literally, where surface triumphs over substance. And one of the things of essentially 20 years of screens that it's created, if you don't know about certain objects, is the sense that, you know, the screen, the picture that you're seeing, is representative of what it actually is. It's just the way of the world. But knowing that you have to actually take it out of the box or open it up or look at it, or look that opening it up is going to give you far more information than just looking at it.
Most definitely.
Is a huge sort of lesson, but
so
we
on
might...
On that point, though, Joe, on that point, that the interesting thing is, so from far away, they also had a Picasso piece of pottery, which is a handled jug that they had
right.
with a face on the front. Very nice. And from a distance, looked wonderful. And I said, now let's go to this piece, because I need to reevaluate this. We said it was excellent. I remembered it from 12 years ago or 10 years ago, that we were looking at it and said, oh, yeah, this is really nice. And it was in excellent condition 10 years ago. As I got closer to it and I looked at the handle, you could see where it was re-glued, and there were pieces. And I thought, and it was turned away. So from a distance, yes, it looks great. But it's all that up close, close examination is what is so very, very important, because you get a better idea of what you're dealing with.
Right, and location, 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 condition, condition,
yes.
condition. And the other thing is, as some of these, in the middle of the last century, when people, when our parents were traveling, they would pick up things along the way. And all I can think of are, and some people know what this, and some people can find out because it's certainly worth knowing, but Venetian glass, Vanini glass.
Right.
And if someone went to Venice, you picked up a couple of these, what were essentially knockoffs. Now,
right.
Fast forward in time, most of their children don't know the difference between, you look on the internet and it's like, okay, fine, yeah, it's Vanini, except that,
right.
except that.
It's Vanini-esque.
Right, and it's Vanini-esque. And the esque, I think that more, you know, as people get more involved in this, and they're going to be forced to simply by the nature of the cycles of life.
Right.
Esque is going to be curious about the esque because...
Most definitely, because what's happening is that they're also knocking it off in China, a lot of that Murano glass, and it's crazy what's going on, and a lot of people will mistake that and think, oh, this is really great, but you really have to know what you're looking at. And that's where we come in, and that's what, you know, we've been doing as art advisors and appraisers for the last 30 years, is saying, you know, we've seen this. Greg and I've been to Murano to watch them actually do all of the glasswork and what to look for and all the detail, as opposed to what some of the knockoffs and the way that they do it. So it's really important to have people that are looking at these things know what they're looking at.
And I just want to, I do want to say that we are re-entering a phase where you need this, you know, we joke about experts frequently on this radio station, only because a lot of people with expertise don't necessarily demonstrate it as well as they might. But the fact is that we're entering a period where you need to know who can do this, because there's a real good
right.
chance that you're not going to be able to do it yourself. And it's not trying
exactly.
to overcomplicate life. It's just trying to say, hey, there's a pretty now wide pool of pretty contaminated information, and you're not going to be able to, by taking a picture and Googling or whatever ing
right.
that
right.
your Vanini knockoff, you're going to
no.
get completely wrong footed just unless it's
yes.
your business. So
yes, and you need that hands on, just like with that Picasso print, that you need to take it out of the frame. You need to take these things and really look at them and take them for what they really are, as opposed to, that's the big takeaway.
All right.
Which is cool. I have a question for Jill. Is Mercury in retrograde? Things have been going so crazy for me. What's
Doesn't
going
it start
on?
Tomorrow?
No, it's today at 1:19. It slowed down. the biggest thing that's happening really quickly, and this is what I'm alluding to and why people should get appraisers and experts, is that Uranus, the planet of revolution and disruption, is moving, is returning to Taurus, where it will now stay for a good long while. And from basically November 6th, that was the election, to right this second, it's been just wrapping up in, shall we say, assertive aggressive Aries. And it's
yeah.
caused a real lot of turmoil.
It's been crazy.
Oh, it's crazy. Yep.
My electronics are working properly. It's been crazy things.
All right, well, wait till after 1 o'clock this afternoon. It'll all go south.
No, that'll go way south, but there's at least going to be a bit. Yeah, you know when they do stunts, at least the, whatchamacallit, the underneath the window, the big, that's working. What's that thing called?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
When you're a stunt person and you've got the big stuff, you know, you take the shot of the person jumping out the window, but they land on a big padded thing. What's that thing called?
Big padded. It's a big safety padded thing.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, good news. There's a padded thing. This is the first time in ages there's been a padded thing. Yay.
Oh, well, Tim, I'm going to go to a padded cell right now because I'm just completely lost.
Oh, he always
yeah,
does this.
Yeah, darling, I need a big padded cushion.
That's right.
All right, we'll speak to you next week.
Absolutely. You
Good
guys
luck.
Have a great week.
Take care.
Thank you.
Hi. Tim Luke. Of course, praise this here on Robin Hood Radio.
It's not called a big padded thing. .com.